USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On one hand, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says Republicans and Democrats are far apart on a number of issues as they try to negotiate a new coronavirus relief package. But at the same time, Schumer says they are finally starting to move in the right direction.
Because Republicans could not articulate a position on hardly anything, I believe we're making progress. We came closer together on several issues.
Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is blaming Democrats for refusing to budge on their proposed bill, which he says includes 1,000 unrelated things to the pandemic. Tropical storm Isaias has moved through the mid-Atlantic states more quickly than earlier expected, now moving up into New Jersey as well as southern New York, where it could still be a huge rainmaker. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
President Trump says he wants to help communities in rural areas. He spoke at the White House yesterday.
Furthermore, I am directing the Department of Agriculture, Department of Health and Human Services, and the Federal Communications Commission to form a task force that will break down barriers to expanding rural health care.
While the two White House contenders are pretty much known, primary elections are still scheduled today in five states: Michigan, Kansas, Arizona, Missouri, and Washington State. Between the coronavirus pandemic and the riots in the streets of America growing out of demonstrations against racial injustice and police brutality, more and more Americans are looking to buy guns. CNN reports the FBI completed nearly 4 million firearm background checks in June, the highest ever recorded in a single month. The agency performed over 17 million checks between March and July. That was 12 million over the same period last year. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Investigators believe they have determined the cause of the Southern California apple fire, which continues to rage. Here's USA Radio's John Hunt with details.
A vehicle malfunction is behind a large Southern California wildfire that has forced the evacuations of thousands and is threatening hundreds of homes. In a statement, state and local fire officials said multiple eyewitnesses saw diesel-fueled vehicles emitting burning carbon from their exhaust system on Friday afternoon in the small Riverside County community of Cherry Valley, roughly 80 miles east of Los Angeles. What began as several spot fires has grown into the 26,450-acre apple fire. More than 2,000 firefighters are working to extinguish the blaze, which is only 5% contained. I'm John Hunt.
Energy company BP is reporting a $6.7 billion second quarter loss due to the fallout from the coronavirus pandemic. The energy giant also laying out part of its plans to become a net zero carbon emissions company by 2040. That plan includes cutting oil and gas production by 40% in 10 years. Wyoming authorities say 12 people were hurt yesterday morning when three hot air balloons crashed in Jackson Hole. The balloons were carrying 36 people in total. 11 people had to be taken to local hospitals. They're expected to recover. One person was airlifted to a trauma center where they are being treated for critical injuries. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.